Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 results conference call of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Cyndrella Carvalho from Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yash. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Suven Pharma's Q2 and 1H FY25 earnings call. I'm pleased to introduce to you all our management team today: Mr. Vivek Sharma, our Executive Chairman; Dr. Prasada Raju, our Managing Director; Dr. Sudhir Singh, our Chief Executive Officer; Mr. Himanshu Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer. After our remarks, we'll open the floor for Q&A. Now, I'll hand over the call to Dr. Prasada for him to introduce our new Executive Chairman, Vivek Sharma, and share his insights on the quarter and recent developments.
Thank you, Cyndrella. Very good evening to everyone. A warm welcome to your earnings call. We extend a warm welcome to you on our Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. It's my pleasure to introduce our Executive Chair, Mr. Vivek Sharma. Vivek brings over 25 years of global operational and leadership experience, including over a decade of being the CEO and in the board roles within global pharma CDMO organizations. His distinguished career is marked by building global businesses and driving profitable, sustainable, and scalable growth initiatives. He is based in Boston. After its merger, Vivek will focus on strengthening and expanding Suven customer relationships and driving the global expansion of Cohance's combined platform. We are excited to have him on board. Now, I hand over the floor to Vivek for his comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Prasada. I'm honored to be part of the management team at Suven Pharma, amongst the leading CDMO players globally. I'm excited about the cutting-edge chemistry, ability, and technology platform Suven has created, that is, small molecules, antibody drug conjugates, and the recently acquired oligonucleotide segment. Some commendable achievements include the strong strategic relationship established by Suven's team with larger innovator companies and impeccable delivery track records. This is an exciting time for the CDMO industry, especially for the Indian players, and Suven, with its amazing track record and tech capabilities, is well placed to capture the market tailwinds. It will be my endeavor to leverage my experience and Suven's capabilities to drive organic and inorganic growth strategically, integrate Suven and the Cohance platform together to unlock many growth opportunities, and enhance value creation for all stakeholders. Suven has released its first ESG report, and our ESG profile is now available on our website and ESG World, underscoring our commitment to sustainability. We have also received ISO 50000 and other accreditation in H1 and PCSI status. As previously shared, we are on track to deliver growth on a full-year basis compared to FY24 across the overall platform. Our key strategic initiatives are progressing as planned, and we reiterate our goal to double the combined business organically over the next 5 years, with M&A serving as a growth accelerator. Now, I hand over the floor to Dr. Prasada.
Thanks, Vivek. I take this opportunity to update you all further on the appointment of our Chief Commercial Officer. Given his extensive experience in the CDMO and biotech space, we look forward to working with him. We have also augmented our business development team with additions across the U.S., Europe, and Asia. The augmented team is geared towards building strategic relationships across these regions. These new appointments and their expertise are pivotal as we deepen our engagement with large innovators and explore collaboration with select biotech firms focusing on oligonucleotide, ADC, and small molecules offering. I also wish to take this opportunity to update you on latest industry developments and our interactions at various industry events, what we learned. We had a productive interactions with several of the existing and some of the new customers that reinforced our strong industry standing. Customer sentiment has been positive as evidenced by increased number of RFQs and in-person audits to our select core sites. This aligns well with our commitment to offering an integrated and diversified technology platform that meets evolving customer needs. We continue to see a strong momentum favoring the CDMO sector on the broad industry front, especially in India, as Vivek did mention. Positive sentiment towards India is bolstered by efforts to diversify and stabilize supply chain and supportive macro environment trends, including the US Biosecure Act. These dynamics strengthen our outlook for healthy growth in the medium to long term. From a pharma CDMO standpoint, our strategic efforts yielding a healthy inflow of RFQs, our pharma CDMO business has posted growth of around 40% year-on-year in Q2, highlighting our committed focus on the pharma CDMO space and reaffirming our commitment to building a robust pipeline that can drive a mid to long term growth. As we have always maintained, this is not a quarter on quarter business, so we will not read too much into the current quarter growth, but we feel very strong and good about the input metrics which are defined and being executed for the business by the management team. We also have expanded our phase 3 pipeline by adding one new molecule. Of two pending phase 3 readouts, glad to inform you that one yielded a positive result. RFQs continue to sustain a healthy mix of mid-phase and lateral project, which is one of the strategic intent that we have taken, including some of the commercials as well. RFQs now are coming in from a broader set of customers versus the history. We are also exploring opportunities to cross-sell and leverage the customer relationship for Sapala, our oligonucleotide technology platform. In summary, we are geared up to meet customers' increased demand of backward integration by utilizing our existing capacities. We continue to expect growth in the second half of FY25. Wish to use this opportunity to cover our next strategic business segment, which is specialty chemical and agrochemical business. As mentioned in our previous update, we have converted our specialty chemical service line into a new dedicated strategic business unit. As highlighted earlier, the recovery was delayed than our earlier expectations. However, we are expecting green shoots about recovery, and we have better business visibility for the coming calendar year and the potential new products are in discussion. As we continue to build strategic partnerships, we are seeing new product discussions and fresh RFQs reflecting a positive outlook for this segment as well. We have increased our focus, included specialized resources to drive the continuous improvements, and including automation while implementing the best ESG and ESS practices as well. Moving on to oligonucleotides and Sapala, we have consolidated the Sapala business from 11th July onwards in Q2 FY25. In a while, our CFO Himanshu will take you through. Our commitment to expand the oligonucleotide business is very clear. With an investment in phase 1 of its GMP facility, which is underway in one of the US FDA regulatory approved plant, which will accelerate the customer onboarding as well and the commercialization of the projects. These investments enhance our capacity and broadens our service capability around the existing and upcoming R&D pipeline, which is getting built up. I will now briefly discuss Cohance's performance based on the Cohance presentation. As stated in their investor presentation, Cohance is back on the growth. As of YTD October, Cohance overall business has delivered growth with a confirmed annual order book to deliver FY25 full growth. ADC segment expected to grow year-on-year in FY25 with shipment schedules largely towards second half of the year. There has been a decline in H1 on a year-on-year basis driven by phasing of orders with shipment schedule in second half of the year when compared with first half of the year. Cohance is also receiving more number of inquiries on the new adjacent payload platforms. And one of the new adjacent payload platform development followed by the process validation is on track. And one of the payloads and new orders have come from the new customer. Existing commercial products are progressing very well with the latest information of some of the therapeutic indication expansion, which is also going to drive mid to long-term growth as well. From a non-ADC CDMO segment, it was our pleasure to share that you, Cohance, one of the large pharma innovators' phase 3 product, has received US FDA approval, and we expect it to contribute towards mid to long-term growth of the CDMO business at Cohance. Regarding API Plus, Cohance is experienced demand recovery, which was evident in Q1 itself, and has reported 8% of year-on-year growth in the segment in first half of the financial year. The order book remains very healthy, and it is completely set for deliver the growth on a full year basis. Coming to the overall outlook, the outlook is unchanged at the platform level. First half of the year has been in line with our estimates, while second half will see a better growth trajectory. As Vivek shared, we have reiterated our guidance for overall platform growth on a full year basis. Now, I request Himanshu Agarwal, our CFO, to walk you through our financial performance and provide further updates to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Prasada. So, dear investors, Suven quarter two revenue increased by 12% year-on-year to 2.58 billion. This includes Sapala, which has been consolidated from the date of acquisition, being 12th of July. While excluding Sapala, the growth has been 7% year-on-year. The pharma CDMO segment reported a growth of 40% year-on-year, and we expect it to deliver growth on a full-year basis for the financial year FY25. The gross margins have expanded 473 BPS year-on-year, driven by the business mix as well as Sapala's addition. Adjusted EBITDA was at 1.11 billion, with EBITDA margins being 43.3%. Adjusted PAT margins were 34.1%, reflecting our current investment to steer Suven towards the next growth chapter. EBITDA has a one-time cost of 52 million, largely being ESOP cost as well as merger cost. Factoring for which the reported EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 40.4%. On a H1 basis, revenue declined 15.6% to 4.88 billion, while gross margins expanded by 378 BPS to 76.3%. Adjusted EBITDA of rupees 1.99 billion with margins stood at 40.7%. The one-time expenses of 107 million were largely due to ESOP as well as merger cost. In first half, we spent a total of 694 million on capex, primarily on phase 1 of our R&D center at Genome Valley, of which 229 has been operational since June 24, and on the Suryapet plant of approximately 164 million. In first half, Suven has generated a free cash flow of rupees 1.10 billion, with a cash and bank balance standing at 6.56 billion at end of September 24. This includes the first tranche payment towards the acquisition of Sapala of 2.58 billion. As mentioned by Dr. Prasada, we've started consolidating the Sapala business as on 11th July, which contributed to our net revenue of 93 million in the second quarter. Regarding the proposed merger with Cohance, we have received approval from a stock exchange and SEBI, and we have received an order from the Honorable NCLT Mumbai Bench to host the shareholder meeting for the voting on the merger. The meeting is scheduled for 28 September 24. Subject to shareholder and other regulatory approvals, we expect the merger to complete in next 4 to 6 months. Moving to Cohance, according to the Cohance presentation, the quarter 2 FY25, the following are the key takeaways. Cohance has posted a revenue of 3.47 billion in quarter 2 FY25, a 13% decline year-on-year. For H1 FY25, Cohance reported revenue stands at 6.04 billion, a 4% decline year-on-year. The decline, as mentioned, is largely due to the shipment schedule being phased for the second half. Based on the current order book visibility, Cohance is back on the growth path. The API Plus segment has posted a growth of 7% year-on-year, driven by healthy product launches and demand recovery. Scale-up in the ADC-led CDMO business is tracking well, with growth in existing commercial and new orders from new customers. However, the shipping schedule for ADC-led CDMO is weighted towards the second half of the current year. Overall, Cohance expects year-on-year growth on a full-year basis across both segments, that is API as well as CDMO. Improved demand and utilization as well as product mix has helped increase the adjusted EBITDA margins to 25.4% in first half. The quarter 2 FY25 adjusted EBITDA margins were at 30.3%. Cohance has invested 1.06 billion on capex in the first half, of which rupees 415 million is towards a new facility in Vizag, an intermediate capacity near the existing unit bought from Avra Synthesis, and a capitalization of Ankleshwar Block 5 as well. On a combined pro forma basis for Suven and Cohance, the numbers look as under. Quarter 2 FY25 revenue were 6.05 billion, declined by 4.1% year-on-year, while the gross margin stood at 70.6%, expanding by 364 BPS. Adjusted EBITDA stood at 2.17 billion with margins at 35.8%, and adjusted PAT was at 1.48 billion. The reported revenue in first half was 10.93 billion, which declined by 9.4% year-on-year. The gross margin expanded by 206 BPS to 69.3%. Adjusted EBITDA was at rupees 3.53 billion with EBITDA margins at 32.3%. At a combined platform level, we anticipate a higher growth trajectory in second half of FY25 with year-on-year growth in revenue and EBITDA and further growth acceleration from FY26 onwards. And now I would hand it over to Cinderella.
Thank you, Himanshu. Operator, we can open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Ameya Chake from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my question and congrats to the management on this set of numbers. First question I have on the pharma CDMO side on the Suven, within Suven, which has registered around 200 crore revenue with good double-digit growth. Also, you have mentioned there that it is led by BD effort and microenvironment. So if you can, if management can explain, elaborate more on this line of the BD efforts and the microenvironment, what has changed during the quarter? And also, if they can give, provide color within CDMO, whether it has been led by development revenues or the commercial revenue. Thank you.
Sir, thank you, Amai. While we try to respond to you, we caution against reading into a single quarter growth because we remain optimistic due to the overall sustained customer interest and a strong pipeline broadening the relationship. However, quarter growth should not be read beyond what is expected to. However, as we have also discussed in the previous calls, we have created additional bandwidth from business development side because customers also wanted to have more touch points with them. And the prospective engagement is happening and reading their pipeline and offering our services to them and the deeper engagement levels with the customers is actually supporting us. This is the first point. Second, from a macro standpoint, data is available in the public domain. In the first 9 months of current calendar year 24, there are 3,000 plus small molecules have actually got introduced into the overall clinical pipeline, out of which close to around 52% belongs to the small molecules and ADC and specialty chemicals. So coupled with macro and BD, we are able to see the traction of the RFQs as well as the growth as well.
Sure. So, Mr. Prasada, so for us, for Suven specifically, after new management have come in, are we seeing a traction which is now resulting into good growth? Is that a right understanding?
Yes.
So, is this growth basically led by our efforts since last 1 year, what we are putting, what I'm meant to say?
So, I would say additional efforts which we have put in because some of the efforts which we have kept, which were kept by the previous management and coupled with our additional interventions have helped. That's the right way to read it.
Sure. And second question I have on the GLP side, what opportunities typically are we seeing from the innovator side for the GLP-1 product? Thank you.
It's a very interesting evolving space to watch. Two types. One is predominantly peptide based and there is also research what we learned is not peptide based as well. Definitely this space is going to be much more exciting going forward.
Sure. But in terms of Suven, what role could it play in this value chain?
At this stage, it's too early to comment. Right now, you should allow us for some time. Till such time, something gets materialized.
Sure. Thank you so much. I will join you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, so on this Suven Pharma CDMO, as you alluded, you know, there were two readouts that are going to happen. So both the readouts have happened and out of that, one readout for phase 3 is positive. Is the understanding correct?
That's right. That's
okay. And even on the Cohan side, we have one phase 3 approval by the US FDA. So in total, we have two molecules that have cleared phase 2, right?
Slight differentiation. In the Cohan's product, it has moved from clinical to commercial, which means phase 3 has actually been approved for launch of the product, meaning it is in the commercial phase.
Okay.
On the Suven side, launch will take time.
Okay, so probably
but definitely launch results are positive. Results are positive. The way to read here is extent of uncertainties are minimized predictability of the revenue coming in for midterm to long term is much higher.
Okay, so from what I understand is Cohance will have a little early commercialization as compared to the Suven Pharma CDMO molecule, which has just cleared phase 3.
That's right, that's right.
Got it. And sir, one more thing on, just a suggestion. I think the results and the presentations come out pretty late. So, I mean, by the time they're going through the presentation, the call is already out. So, maybe you can schedule it a little later or the next day. That would be helpful for shareholders like us to go through it and then attend the call.
Point very well noted, Darshit. Thank you.
Because I got the presentation itself on 6:25 or 6:30. I think by the time, tried to log in the call.
Point very well noted, Darshit.
Sure. And sir, bookkeeping question. Maybe it would have been answered in the earlier call, but I've just missed out. So post this merger with Cohance, 11 shares of Suven are to be issued for 295 shares of Cohance. What would be the share capital of Suven? Numbers of shares. Currently, it's 25.4 crores, if I'm not wrong.
So, Darshit, this is Himanshu. So, there would be 38.11 shares would be outstanding.
38.11 crores shares would be outstanding post-merger, right?
Yeah.
Got it. And sir, lastly, on the spec chem side, we haven't seen much revenues and either any growth in the first half, and now we are seeing it, the segment to be bottoming out. When can we probably see some growth happening in this segment? Maybe in the second half or probably next year? What's our estimate?
As we understand, the complete bottom down has already happened, and we don't expect any further bottom to happen. It's all done. At the same time, we also have started seeing the early signs of recovery. And definitely from a bottom number, full year of next year, which is CY of FY25, we expect the growth to come back to us. Not just only the initial product, there is also a discussion around the new products as well.
Okay, including the newer product as well, you see growth coming in from next calendar year.
So, in a sense, the accelerated growth is going to happen in FY25-26.
Great, sir. Thank you, sir, so much. I'll come back in the queue. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Arjun Sindwani from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good evening, team. Thank you for taking my question. This might have been answered in the previous question by
Arjun. Can you use your handset mode, please? Your voice is not very clear.
Hi, sorry, team. Thanks for taking my question. Probably this question has already been answered in the last set of questions. Just want to understand on the spec chem and ag chem side, just from the presentation, were there zero revenues booked for this quarter for spec chem? And just the second part of the question is that you mentioned the growth, early signs of recovery you started seeing in the segment. So we are expecting some sort of pickup from the second quarter onwards, or will we see most of it from the next year? Thank you.
Arjun, thank you for your question. So yes, this quarter there is a zero revenue for spec chem, ag chem. And to the second part of your question, the H2, we do expect that there would be orders, and that would get recorded in the H2 of the current year. And as Dr. Prasada mentioned in the previous question, we would be looking at a growth for FY26.
Okay, but the majority of growth is expected in FY26 is what then it's good. Probably that's the expectation from management, because then H2 is when the sort of orders come in and it's sort of like skewed towards the end of the year then.
I would not conclude to that. I would say that there would be an execution in FY25 and there would also be over and above a delivery in FY26 as well. So Arjun, the way to look at here is from the coming quarter onwards, we see deliveries kicking in.
Okay. Thank you, Dean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Vivek from Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just my question is related to CDMO segment. Sorry. So the question is related to CDMO segment. So over the next 2 years, let's say, right? So as far as the growth is concerned, is it going to be completely dependent on the products where you are working or involved with the innovator, let's say from the clinical stage, phase one, phase two, phase three, or in the recent time, have you added any product which is already in already commercialized, or the customer might be trying to diversify their supply chain or adding, let's say, another CDMO like you? So how to look at, or do you see this kind of opportunity, let's say, for the near term, or are you in any kind of discussion with any of the innovator or any of for big pharma company like that? Thank you.
Thank you, Vivek. Obviously, March of 23, our phase 3 products stands at 3 products and 6 intermediates. As of today, of September 24, we have 7 phase 3 products covering 12 intermediates. Definitely, there is going to be a component of new product addition that's going to drive the growth the next midterm. Number 2, we also have discussed and made strategic interventions of looking for potential laterals, which also we are able to see some evidences. Combination of these two will definitely going to drive the growth.
Understood. So have you added any potential lateral product that is already in market or already commercialized at this point of time?
We do have few examples. We were able to create few case studies in the last few quarters. Earlier it was an intent, but we have an evidence in our hand, which is quite definitely promising for us.
Okay, and over the next couple of years, we can see some of any of these kind of laterals.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. That's so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Ashish Sriram Thavkar from JM Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I had a question on this entire BioSecure Act. So as and when it becomes a law in the US, where do you see the first part of benefit coming in? Would it be at the early stage of clinics, like discovery stage, or you feel it could immediately also flow to the custom synthesis side of the business?
I would request, Vivek, can you just take up this question?
Sure. So I think in some ways we are already seeing the traction. People are starting to talking to us about, you know, de-risking their supply chain. When the act becomes real, I think it's, you know, with the changes in the government and all that, you know, we don't know. But in general, we are seeing the traction already. People are talking to us. In my view, it's not about early stage or commercial. It's about China, right? So whatever work people have in China, they will try to migrate. So we have some early stage discussions going on, some large, you know, supply chain discussions going on. But keep in mind, there is time for people to make that decision. But we are excited about the potential that we see out there for us to help our customers, you know, de-risk their supply chain with the dependency in China.
Okay. Yes, fair enough. So, and since, and obviously you said 4 to 6 months, the time that is there for consolidation. So as we move ahead, 2 to 3 years beyond, would you feel the need for more M&As in order to possibly add more capabilities to your offering?
Yeah, so our strategy, I think, as we have said very clearly, right, it's organic as well as inorganic. You have seen the company has done inorganic acquisitions to add capabilities in the past, and I think that remains a key focus. We will continue to look at capabilities that are better to buy than build. So that's a key part of our strategy, and we'll continue to evaluate those opportunities as they come across.
Just to add to Vivek has mentioned, our commitment on the platform technologies is completely unwavering. We are definitely poised for looking for such kind of opportunities to offer wider offerings to our customers.
So by any chance, would you guys also be there on the GLP-1 side of the thing?
As I was just mentioning to some other question when Amey is asked, it's too early for us to comment, and definitely we'll be more than happy to come back to you once we have form answer internally.
Fair enough. Just last question from my side. So you said second half will be a recovery, but given the fact that first half saw a revenue decline, are you saying for the full year of FY25 we will see a growth?
Ashish, as we have mentioned, that at a platform level, for full FY25, we would be growing versus FY24.
This is very helpful. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Darshit Shah from Nirvana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Just wanted to ask, both these molecules which have kind of cleared phase 3, can you let us know, throw some color on which therapeutic segments they are focused into, and a little bit more on if you can highlight some opportunity or market size of where these drugs are going to be launched and all this. So that would be...
I can only say because we are governed by the CDAs that we have executed with our customers.
Sure. Hope
you can understand. But definitely, this is one of the most fastest growing space in the therapeutic segments. It always stands for top 5 of the therapeutic segments for the last 10 years.
Got it. This is for both the drugs.
You can draw the conclusion.
Yeah, for both the products, right? Yeah.
For one.
Okay. And sir, lastly, when we say that FY25 on a full year basis as a platform combined, we might see some growth happening. So just to clear, would it be on the revenue side or also on the profitability side?
Darshit, it would certainly be on the revenue side, but you do understand that profitability is a function of many, many elements. So at this stage, once we have more visibility of the order pipeline, we'll come back to you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the call to the management team for closing comments. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, there is one question in the queue. I'll take that. We have a question from the line of Ashish Sriram Thaukar from JM Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity. So on the API side of the business, the kind of findings that we have appears that almost 50 to 60% are niche in nature. So when do you see the monetization of these pipelines starting?
It's continuously happening, Ashish, and we're very happy to inform you that even first quarter and the second quarter half year basis, around 7 to 8% of the growth has already been demonstrated. It is going to be better in the next half of the year. Monetization of these products are very happening, and the uniqueness of this asset is the pipeline is healthy. Last year, 5 validations have happened. This year, at least 7 to 8 new products are going to be introduced in the platform, so that the midterm to long term is fully secured.
Perfect. And lastly, sir, would you be open to consider international M&As? Is there something which is off the cards?
So whatever our commitment on technology-led platform, if it means for us to go outside of this country, we will be open-minded.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Karthi from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Doctor. Just one clarification. Can you give some context on the appointment of Mr. Vinod Padikkal? You know, what exactly does he bring to the table, and you know, some context, please.
We can send a
separate
note to him.
No.
I'll
cover that. I think Vinod is, as you would have read in the notice, Vinod is an appointee from a Berendra perspective. So he is a nominee of Berendra, and he represents the Berendra by virtue of Platinum Poppy investment in Berendra.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, sure. Sure. Thanks, Vinod.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I hand over the call to the management team for closing remarks. Over to you.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, everyone, for giving your time. And we look forward to interacting with you on next quarter's call. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Suven Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.